welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ broadcast today. As I was waiting before the Lord as to what he would have me share for the broadcast today, He directed me to the book of Samuel, the first book, and we're going to take a little bit of time to look at some lessons we can learn from the life of Hannah. In that particular book, that opening first chapter talks about a woman by the name of Hannah who was married to a man named Elkanah, and as it begins to portray her life, it indicates that she was barren, that she had not children. Now, he had another wife, and her name was Peninnah, and she, of course, was able to bear children, but her adversary in verse 6, that is the other wife, also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. So what we see here, because she was barren, they were going to Shiloh, that's where the Ark of the Covenant was, and she was in bitterness of soul, verse 10 says, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. In other words, he would be consecrated to the Lord as a Nazarite. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. And as perhaps this is a familiar story to many of you, she was just moving her lips, and so Eli thought, well, she's drunk. And so he rebukes her. And in verse 15, she says, No, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Lord, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. Remember, he was the high priest. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. And listen to this. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. The high priest Eli had pronounced a blessing over her, and she responded in faith. It says she wasn't sad anymore. Why? Because she believed God had heard her prayer, and the priest had blessed her, and so she was able to rejoice in the fact that even though she didn't have a son at that moment, she was still praising God. And beloved, there are many of you out there that have been asking God for some very important things in your life, things that mean so much to you. You have to know that God has heard you. And while He may not bring that answer in the time that you want, God does have a perfect timing if it's in His will for you. You know, sometimes He says no. We have to be content with that. But if it is in accord with His will, we are able to rest in faith, to know that He's a loving God, not to allow the enemy to impugn the character of God. Well, He doesn't love you. You know, if He loved you, you wouldn't be going through these things. All those lies that the enemy will try to throw up in our face, when we see answers to prayer being prolonged, that we don't have what we've been praying for, or we don't get the answer that we had trusted for, we see something that is not exactly what we would have desired. But why? We can thank God that in His wisdom, He's answering us in what would be the very best answer for each and every one of us. Why? Because he knows the present. He knows the past and the future. And sometimes if we'd get all of our prayers answered, we would be in really hot water because we didn't realize what we were asking for. So thank God for his love and his care over us. So what do we see? She was without child. And beloved, there are many Christians today who are barren without children and don't have any spiritual children, if you will. And God is able, if we have a heart as Hannah did, to make every Christian a soul winner so that they can bear fruit. And note that Eli the high priest didn't understand Hannah. There are many today who simply don't understand. They're caught up with so many cares of life. They're so busy walking the middle line of compromise and appeasement, they can't simply understand the preacher or the church who wants to bear fruit and to see a Holy Ghost revival in this nation and in the world before it's everlastingly too late. 1 John 5 and 15 tells us, "And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of him." 1 John 5 and 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." For those of you who might be in leadership in churches, if you're a minister, a church worker, an overseer, a bishop, or deacon, hear the words of Jesus. He said, "Feed my sheep." Beloved, it's so important that we heed those words. That was what the Lord told Peter, "Feed my sheep if you really love me." And we see as we go on in this chapter with Hannah that a child was born and she kept it at home. She didn't go up to Shiloh to worship the Lord while he was yet a babe. And when he was weaned, she took him with her with three bullocks and an ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought them to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. They slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. Praise God. What an exciting answer to prayer. But also, beloved, do you see that we need to be able to fulfill and keep our promises to God, the vows we make to God. And we have to be willing to grow up. He matured under the tutelage of Eli. Samuel was now in the house of the Lord. Imagine that. Imagine the devotion and dedication of a mother who would be willing to give up a child she had prayed for and yearned for so fervently, and to fulfill her vow and give that child up to the Lord. And you know, we can't have God's full portion until we get off the milk and start eating the meat of his word, which is the whole counsel of God. You know, if we just continue to drink milk, although as good as that might be, God has much more for us. He wants us to eat. If we just drink milk, well, we'll be a spiritually retarded child. In 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, let me share that with you. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." He's talking to the church here, beloved. "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envyings and strifes and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Beloved, those aren't the characteristics of a spiritual adult. Let's go on in this particular chapter. Verse 9 says, "We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." And in verse 10, he goes on to say, "According to the grace which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For no other foundation can man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And then he goes on, and those next verses say that if anyone builds on this foundation, and they use gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Know ye not, verse 16, that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Beloved, we are laborers together with God. We are God's husbandry. And so we, since we are laboring together with Him, our focus should be to be concerned about what is on God's heart, which of course is the salvation of the souls of men. Going back now to Samuel and Hannah, she named that boy Samuel because she asked the Lord to give her a son. And that Hebrew name is formed from that Hebrew language, Shmuel, which means heard of God. And what Hannah did was she turned and gave her son unto the Lord just exactly as she vowed. So the Hebrew rendering of verse 28 might go like this: the Lord gave him to me, and now I have returned him whom I obtained by prayer to the Lord as one asked. Praise God. What a wonderful thing, what a wonderful blessing that she was able to stand by what she had promised. She would do what she promised God, and as a result, God blessed her. Praise God. You know, James tells us that if we don't have our prayers answered, it's because we ask amiss. Well, I just glanced at the time, and my time has just about come to an end, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we are going to continue on with these thoughts from the life of Hannah and how to be a spiritual parent. Thank you so much for listening, and if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. It's always such a blessing to hear from a new member of the radio family. You don't have to write much, or you might just want to say you enjoy the broadcast, but it'll be a joy hearing from you. The announcer will give you our contact information, and I do want to thank my faithful UCM partners, those who listen regularly, those who give so faithfully. It's because of your efforts in the spirit and in the natural that enable this ministry to continue on and to remain on this station. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.